Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, man. I'm just happy to see anybody today in this weather. Praise the Lord. Last week we talked about persistence in prayer. And this week we're going to talk about praise, which goes perfectly along with the music that we had. Because if we want to bring down the power of God, we have to learn how to praise. And like it says in 1 Corinthians 4:20, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. That's a very powerful scripture. The kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. So it doesn't matter what you hear these people say. It doesn't matter when you turn on your television and you see these preachers just talking about, we're all going to have a good day, there's no problems, everything is perfect. Just pray and do the best you can, right? I mean, we know all their names. We know the ones who, there's no power in what they say. There's nothing that they can do to make you feel the Spirit of the Lord, because they don't even have the Spirit of the Lord half the time. So, again, the power is what we need. And praising is how we need to reach this. Reasons we praise. Well, who is God? Who are we praising? That's a question that a lot of people can't answer whenever they're asked. That's why we have such a problem witnessing sometimes, because we can't really describe who God is. He's our Father, first of all. He's there to answer our prayers. He's there to listen to us. He's the Creator, the Provider, the Healer, the Redeemer, the Judge, the Defender, and much more. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's who God is to us. That's who our Father is. And every time we go to Him, He's there to listen to us. He's there to answer us. He's there to help us, because He loves us. So we owe Him all of our praise and worship. We owe Him more than what we even know, more than we can explain, more than we can pray. We owe the Lord. And we should owe Him cheerfully, joyfully, because we're happy to owe the Lord. We're happy to follow the Lord. That's why we should always be moving in praise. We should always be praising the Lord. Every word that comes off of your lips should have some kind of praise on it. No matter what happens in your life, no matter who puts you down or where you go in your life, praise should always be on your lips. No matter what you do or where you go or who you see. A lot of people will put you down, and as soon as they put you down or as soon as you get hurt, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord God, today, because I have another day to praise you. I have another day to worship you, Lord God. I love you so much. I praise your name, Holy One. You are my Father. That's the way He wants to be treated. He wants to be praised in every situation. Biblical expressions of praise. Declaring of thanks is in Hebrews 13:15. Clapping hands and shouting is in Psalm 47:1. Musical instruments and dancing is in Psalm 150, verse 4. Singing praise songs is in Psalm 9, verse 11. Psalm, hymns, and spiritual songs is in Ephesians 5, 19 through 20. Making a joyful noise is in Psalm 98:4. By lifting our hands is in Psalm 134, verse 2. By being still is in Psalm 4, 3 through 5. And by being loud is in Psalm 33:3 and 95:1 through 6. Everybody praises the Lord in their own way. Some people get up, raise their hands and shout. Some people get on their knees and start praying. Other people will start singing. Other people will start dancing. Other people will start trying to play a musical instrument. Other people will sit there and peacefully praise the Lord. There is no wrong way of praising the Lord. The Lord wants to hear all praises all the time. And one thing I do like, and I was trying to find this the other day and I found it in Psalm 150. Psalm 150 is beautiful. I love it. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his heavenly dwelling. Praise Him in His mighty heaven. Praise Him for His mighty works. Praise His unequaled greatness. Praise Him with a blast of trumpet. Praise Him with the lyre and harp. Praise Him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him with a clash of cymbals. Praise him with the loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that lives sing praises to the Lord. Praise the Lord. The trees praise the Lord. The animals praise the Lord. We should all be praising the Lord more than anyone else, more than anything else. The Lord has walked with us. He's talked to us. He speaks to us. He's there to hear us every time we cry. And I cry all the time to the Lord. I have so many problems every day, and my problems aren't even as big as most people's problems. But I praise the Lord every day that I don't have cancer. I praise the Lord every day that I don't have any kind of disease, any kind of sickness. I praise the Lord I have legs and arms. I praise the Lord that he's given me another day to praise him again. That's why I praise the Lord. I love the Lord. We love the Lord. We shouldn't be ashamed to praise the Lord. It doesn't matter who hears you. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter. Matter of fact, that's one of the greatest witnesses that you could have, is praising the Lord and people hearing you. Whether they make fun of you or ridicule you or say things about you, you know what? They're going to remember how you praise the Lord. They're going to remember how you had some love for some being that they don't know anything about. They won't know. But you know what? They're going to want to have what you have. They're going to want to see what you see and hear what you hear. And it's all because of praising the Lord. People walk by you, look at you like you're crazy, just keep talking. It doesn't matter. You're not speaking to them, you're praising the Lord.
Amen.
Them hearing what you're saying is a byproduct of your praise. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. In Psalm 28:7, it says, "The Lord is my strength, my shield from every danger. I trust in him with all my heart. He helps me, and my heart is filled with joy." The Lord is always there. He's always there to answer everything. We keep hearing it over and over again, and we need to keep drilling in this into our heads, because it's so easy for us to forget that the Lord is actually there. A lot of people will say, "Well, if it's the Lord's will, he'll help me." No, it is the Lord's will. We put God in a box. We take God's power away from him because we don't use our free will to say, "Lord, help me. I praise your name. I love you, Lord. I need you." That's our problem. We don't praise the Lord enough. We don't follow the Lord enough. We don't do the things he's asked us to do. But we need to quit putting God in the box, because God is there to do anything that we ask him to do. So forget that part if it's his will, because his will is as it is in heaven. All the angels are singing to the Lord all the time, every day. It never stops. Matter of fact, I want to read something to you real quick. In the book 90 Minutes in Heaven, it's a really good book if you haven't read it. This man died. He died and went to heaven. Okay, he got killed in a car wreck. Of course, he came back to life when someone prayed for him. But I want to read you a few things that he witnessed while he was in heaven. The melodies of praise filled the atmosphere. The praise was unending, but the most remarkable thing to me was that hundreds of songs were being sung at the same time, all of them worshiping God. And while he could hear these songs, nothing sounded like it was in confusion. He could actually listen and pick out any song he wanted and be in tune with that song. And when this man sang, he said his voice sounded like it belonged in that song. Hallelujah, praise. Glory to God, praise to the King. Such words rang out in the midst of all the music. That's what we need to do. We need to ask the Lord to help us to praise him like the angels praise him. There's no greater gift that we can have than to learn how to praise the Lord better. We need to try our hardest to praise the Lord. Again, the Lord just wants your praise. He knows people praise differently. It's not, you don't look down upon somebody because they're doing something different from you. We all praise the Lord. We all need to learn how, a little deeper in our hearts. None of the hymns that filled the air were about Jesus' sacrifice or death. I heard no sad songs and instinctively knew that there are no sad songs in heaven. All were praises about Christ's reign as King of Kings and our joyful worship for all he has done for us and how wonderful he is. Praise the Lord. That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. That's why, you know, negativity is like a cancer. You start
being negative. It grows on others around you. There's no negativity in heaven. There's nothing bad in heaven. Everything in heaven is perfect, and it's waiting for us. And the only thing we have to do is ask the Lord every day to be with us and to help us. And you know what? You can be as close to heaven as possible down here on earth, because the Lord is walking with you, and He will never leave you. We just need to strive to praise and honor the Lord the way we're supposed to. My God. My God will heal me. Matter of fact, these are the words that you should say to yourself. These are the things that are true and that we do not think about often enough. But my God will heal me. My God forgives me. My God delivers me. My God directs my feet. My God answers my prayers. My God is my fortress. My God never lets me down. My God never leaves me. No matter how often I fail, God is still waiting to lead me back to His way of life. Amen. The Lord's always there to lead us back, no matter how far we drift off the path, no matter where we go. If we just turn and praise the Lord, we need to praise the Lord. That's something that Christians don't do enough nowadays. We get together in these big churches, and we hear the bands. Some of them have CDs and records, and they get up there and play, and everybody's shouting. Then after Sunday is over, the praise is over. There's no more praise in the Lord until next Sunday. There's nobody going around saying, "Praise you, Jesus, thank you for my raise. Praise you, Jesus, thank you for these people treating me nicely today." You don't hear that going on. People argue and complain all the time during the week, and on Sunday, the Christians stand up and say, "Praise you, Lord, I love you. Thank you for today and my life." And then the next day they're like, "Oh, this place is really sorry and I hate these people." And you know, that's what we need to get away from. We need to learn how to praise the Lord for all the good things in our life, no matter how bad things are around us. No matter what is falling around us, no matter where we're going, no matter what kind of obstacles we come into, no matter how many times you get a flat tire on the way to church, no matter how many times you argue with somebody in your family before you get to church, usually it starts on Wednesday, we need to learn how to turn around and say, "You know what? Forget all of this. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. I love you so much. Amen. You mean so much to me. There's so much, Lord God, I need to learn, and I need you to show me. Because I'm leaning on you. I'm giving all my problems to you. And I praise your name, Lord God, because I know you're there to answer every one of my prayers. I know you're there to walk me through every problem I have. I know you're there to love me. I know, Lord, you said you never leave me, and that's really enough. Because, Lord, if you never leave me, I will never have problems that you can't step me through. Because the Lord is there to help us, and the more that we praise Him, the easier it is for the Lord to help guide you through. Once you start becoming negative, once you start becoming hateful and revengeful or anything else, the harder it is for the Lord to work with you. Because then you have repentance, then you have all these problems, then you create more problems and issues. But if we'd only just say, "Praise you, Jesus," every time something bad happens. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. Now in John 12:43, we kind of see what's going on in the world today. "For they loved human praise more than the praise of God." Now what's going on here is the Pharisees, they believe what Jesus is saying. Some of them do. But they're afraid to say anything because they don't want to get kicked out of the synagogues. So what are they choosing? They're choosing the praise of men more than the praise of God. They would rather have people tell them that they're doing something right than to do what they know is right. And some of the Pharisees felt this way. But it doesn't matter. They still followed their own selfishness, and they followed what they knew wasn't right. Because they didn't want to be put down. They didn't want to go through troubles and obstacles. They didn't want to have any kind of heartache. Because they They didn't really know the love of God. I don't care who tells you that they're the godliest person on the earth, that they step and they step in perfect rhythm, they do nothing wrong, there's nothing wrong in their life, and if there's something wrong in your life, you ain't got God and you don't know Jesus because you're having some problems. This ain't true. Those people are like those Pharisees. They hear the truth, but they speak lies. We need to be able to walk in the faith that the Lord has given us. We need to ask the Lord every day to give us more faith as we're praising Him every day. The Lord is so beautiful. The Lord is so mighty. There's no one like the Lord. There never will be. And you know what? I want to praise the Lord as much as possible down here on earth, because I want to be able to grow and be able to praise Him even more when I get to heaven. And I love the Lord so much for everything He's given me. I mean, besides that, everything He's done for us. Everything He's done for us. He died for us. He's redeemed us. He's delivered us. He delivers us all the time. If we could only see the protection that the Lord puts around us all the time. It's amazing. I've seen it sometimes. I don't see it all the time, but I've seen it sometimes. And it's amazing when you wake up and you see an angel sitting in your room guarding you. It's amazing when some people are on a road trip and there's angels on top of the car protecting them. It's amazing. Amen. The miracles that the Lord will do for you and the healings that He'll give you. Amen. And we just let it go by the wayside. Sometimes we don't want to see. Sometimes we don't think about it, right? We get too busy in our lives. We go to work. We go home. We play with the kids. We have to fix the house. We have to fix the car. We got buddies coming over. We got friends that are calling us all the time. Whatever might take up your time. A lot of times you forget about the Lord. The Lord's on the back burner until it's time to go to bed, or maybe till the next morning. But no matter what we do, everybody needs to see in you is praise and worship. There's been Smith Wigglesworth. He was asked the question, how often do you pray? He says, always. He never stops. When he's walking down the road, he's praising, worshiping, and praying to the Lord at all times. That's our goal. That's where we need to be. If you can learn how to praise and turn all the negativity and all the bad things around, your life will go much better. Much better. Put it to the test. Put it to the test. This week, praise the Lord. No matter what happens to you, no matter who looks at you or gives you the number one signal in the car, no matter what they do, say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad I'm here today. That person couldn't have been mean to me or done those things to me if I was dead. Thank you, Lord God, for letting me be here today so I have another day to praise You and help others praise You. Because, Jesus, we all need You. Try that this week. Praise the Lord in every situation, no matter how bad that situation might seem. Paul and Silas could do it. David could do it. We need to do it. And I don't know about you, but I don't. Hopefully I'm not getting a phone call and having to help somebody out of prison, right, that's hanging upside down, getting beat, praising the Lord. There's always somebody with a worse situation than yours. Always. And just remember that. And that should be another reason for praise. Praise You, Lord. Thank You, God, for not making me go through that. I can hear that prayer right now. Because I don't want to go through everything everybody else is going through. I don't want cancer. I don't want diseases. I can't imagine having my kid in St. Jude's Hospital or someplace like that. I mean, to me, there's nothing worse than seeing a kid that has cancer or has a major problem. We all need to learn how to praise the Lord. Amen. Praise You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord God. Thank You. Praise You, Lord. Now, here's what's sad. The unbelief of the people. Because unbelief is opposite of praise. Unbelief is opposite of faith. Unbelief will get you nothing except heartache and a belly full of trouble. But in Revelation 6, verse 13, or I'm sorry, verse 11, "Then I looked again, and I heard the singing of thousands and millions of angels around the throne of the living beings and the elders. And they sang in a mighty chorus, 'The Lamb is worthy, the Lamb who was killed. He is worthy to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.' And then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea, they also say, 'Blessing and honor and glory and power belong to the one sitting on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever.' And the four living beings said, 'Amen.' And the 24 elders sat down and worshiped God and the Lamb." And that's Revelation 6, starting with verse 11. Praise. We got to learn how to praise. A lot of times we sit here and we answer our phones, or we're looking at text messages or whatever it might be, whether it be in church or any other time anybody's praising, we kind of let our minds drift and wander. And right there, that's the devil. That's the devil trying to get you off the goal. That's the devil getting you off that path to heaven. That's the devil that's trying to get you not to praise the Lord, because he wants praise. Every time you don't praise the Lord and all the things that you do, you're praising the devil without even knowing it. You're giving him praise because you're ignoring the Lord our God. We need to praise, praise, praise. The devil, he's out there to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's going to kill your praise. He's going to kill your worship. He's going to kill you. He's going to inflict you. He's going to do everything he can to get you not to praise the Lord, not to pray, not to repent. That's his goal. And then he's going to go back to the Lord and say, "Hey, so-and-so over there, you know, Terry over there, he didn't praise you today. What do you think about that?" What's the Lord going to say? How bad would you feel, you know, knowing that you didn't praise the Lord one day? We should be ashamed of ourselves if we don't praise the Lord. We should be ashamed for everything he's done in our lives, even if he does one miracle in your life. And he has. He saved you. Amen. You should be praising him at all times. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's pray right now.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. We love you so much. We need you more and more in our lives every day. And Lord, we ask you to help us praise you the way that the way you're praised in heaven, Lord God. We ask you to be with us, to help us sing songs, to help us dance, to help us clap, to help us rejoice in your name, Lord God, for you are so holy, so wise, and so wonderful. You've done so many things for us, Lord God. You've given us so many miracles. Lord, you've never failed me. You're never going to fail me. You've said, Lord God, that you'll be there and you'll never leave me in any situation, and you'll never give me more than what I can handle. And I praise your name for that, Lord God, because I am weak, but with you I am so strong, Lord God. I am so strong. And Lord God, we thank you for stepping with us every day, carrying us, guiding us. We thank you for your comforter. We thank you, Lord God, for all the things you've done for us. Lord, there's not enough we can say to praise you. There's not enough we can say, Lord God, to make you know how much we feel about you inside. Only you know, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your guidance. We thank you for everything you've done. May your name be as holy on earth as it is in heaven. May every knee bow and may every tongue confess that you're the Lord our God. Praise be your name. Praise be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. So, prayer, praise. So important. So important. The Lord, every time you praise him, he's smiling. He makes him happy. He's more than eager to answer your prayers. He'll do anything for you. We just have to do anything for him.
Yeah.
That's the trick. We've got to be willing to do anything for the Lord. We need to show obedience. We need to be faithful. We don't need to waver in anything that we do. You know what? Stand for something. Stand for something in your life. I don't care what it is. Stand for it. Stand for the truth. Doesn't matter what anybody else says.
It doesn't matter what they do. You know who you are. You need to stand for who you are. You're a child, you're a son and daughter of God. That's who you are. That's what makes you special. I've seen this poster the other day, and it says, "I'm powerful." I'm looking at it, I'm like, "No, you're not. You're not powerful without the Lord, because we're all weak. I'm weak. But with the Lord, I'm powerful."
Amen.
That's what makes me powerful. That's what makes you powerful, is the Lord. You'll see a lot of that stuff on TV now. You'll see a lot of those posters and things everywhere about how powerful we are. The devil's trying to empower us without the Lord. That doesn't happen. The Lord is our power. So let's praise Him at all times. Let's give Him thanks at all times. Let's try to show the Lord how much we love Him. Let's spend time with the Lord. Spend time with the Lord privately. Tell the Lord what you think. And you know what? Because of your praise and your worship and your obedience, the Lord's going to be so happy with you. That's what I want. I want the Lord to be happy. I want the Lord to tell me, like Joyce has always said, "I've done a good job." How awesome would that be? For the Lord to stand up and say, "You've done a good job. I'm so proud of you." That'd be such a blessing. And right there, I'm going to fall. I probably won't be standing anyway. But I'm going to tell the Lord how much I love Him. And I'm sorry that I didn't praise Him enough. I'm sorry that I didn't pray enough. I'm sorry that I wasn't obedient enough. And I'm sorry, Lord, that I didn't listen to You all those times that You were telling me what I should do and what I shouldn't do. I'm sorry, Lord. That's what my mouth would be full of. I'm sorry, because I know that there's no way I could have done it enough. There's no way I could have listened enough. But Lord, I'm sorry, and I love You. All thing I can do is do my best. But Lord, with You, that best is always a little bit more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's not be too sorry that we didn't pray or praise. Praise You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord God. And again, it's such a blessing to be here today to even get this, to even give this message is a blessing. To do anything for the Lord is a blessing. To watch someone delivered is a blessing, just watching. Anytime the Lord's in action, it's a blessing. And we need to praise Him, whether it's the good thing is happening to us or to somebody else.
Amen.
Right? Because we're all one body. We're all supposed to be one body. We're supposed to be just as happy when you get a car or you get a raise or you get a job. We should all be so happy.
Amen.
Because when one of us fail, we all fail. When one of us falls, we all fall. So let's help each other up. Let's be happy for one another. Let's be the body we're supposed to be. And let's praise together as that body of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank You, Lord God. Thank You. But that's the end of my message today. We'll start prayer here in a few minutes. But praise the Lord. Praise the Lord in all things. You want to get Joyce now? Praise You.